You're listening to the show about Michelle Tanner and pine needle non-garnishes. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina, and I remember everything.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Did you share that clip with her?
With
right?
me, yes.
Yes, with Abby. Yeah, I sent it to Abby first.
Mel Yugamar.
There, I said it 5 times fast. It's very funny.
Which I didn't. I didn't say fast or 5 times. So
I probably misquoted. I think you said 3 times. I think you said it right. It was a very funny. Sure
I listened to that so many times.
It was amazing. Well, it was like the one that I think we've played for them of you where I clipped it out and sent it to you where you're like, it was it oh it oh it's blah. Like it's like just like 10 syllables.
Why
in
didn't
a row.
I put that on my soundboard? I love that.
So funny. To be a, my cell phone rang. It'd be so great.
What up? Is it
I can't god.
Oh, Eric's it? Calling me.
You'll never hear it.
I always have my phone on silent, so yeah.
Yeah, me too. I don't know what my phone sounds like.
I have it on Do Not Disturb ever since Eric told me about Do Not Disturb. It's so nice to not be disturbed. Except I was just complaining about how monotonous it is.
Yeah, it's like you've just discovered the entire concept of not being disturbed. Like in your life, you didn't realize it was an option. It's so true.
Yeah.
In so many ways.
My phone on silent all the time. I have it Do Not Disturb from like 10 p.m. to like 7 a.m. But then, I just have it on silent.
Because those are your busy times when you're being really creative and productive, so you don't want anyone to call then.
Yeah.
And the rest of the time, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because
no one calls.
Denise, I was going
to
suggest.
Nobody's supposed
to. Well, exactly. I hate the phone. Why would anyone call me?
Nobody likes
that's not
phone.
What I have a phone for. Mm-hmm. I have it so I can play Tetris when I have trauma.
When you have trauma
I wish I had Tetris on my phone.
Yeah.
All right, I found it, guys.
I'd need to be playing it 24 hours a day at this point.
I hear it's quite off-putting when you first arrived.
It's so amazing.
It's so long. Wait,
it's so
what?
Long. Here, let me turn it up a little bit.
Yes, I hear it's quite off-putting when you first arrive, but
oh, Marco, he's dead.
Poor Marco.
It's impressive. Like I'm impressed with myself.
Should I have kept it?
Yeah, probably.
I really think I think that it needs to have its own episode because
right, we'll just
really
release that. That'll be episode 212.
As an odd counter in Toastmasters, how many would I count that as?
I know.
Would I count that as what?
It's hard because like,
they're
a
all
lot
different.
Of them are words. Yeah. There's so many different words that didn't get completed.
I didn't just
there.
Go, I went.
Yes, I did. I hear it's quite off-putting when you first arrived.
I keep hearing the word EULA, which is like the end user agreement thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep
you all listening to that.
Agreement.
You all agreed to it, and now
yes, exactly. It was like subliminally we were agreeing to the EULA. I wish I was super good at like sampling and doing stuff with digitally with music because I would make the most amazing.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
And then we would like layer it on top of it. You know, I just think it would be so cool. I wish we listeners write a 5-star review and make an incredible mashup of
make a dubstep track with me doing that.
But you have to put my terrible laugh in the background.
So Denise, I have an idea. I think you and I should try for this session to laugh an octave lower than we normally do. And that way at least it won't go off of the charts. I mean, I don't think of your laugh as being any like I don't hear it standing out at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't think that about you either, Abby.
Yeah.
Lies!
Well, that was loud.
Sorry. That was just my emotion.
No, I'm loud all the time, too. We're all very loud. Well, actually, okay, the only person that isn't loud is Alex. And Denise is like an averagely loud person. So basically me and Abby are really ridiculously loud.
And I'm not a person.
Also, you're not a person.
inappropriate. You missed the discussion, Alex. Apparently, Tetris is a way to help mitigate the effects of trauma if it happened, soon after the event.
If you have
apparently better
trauma
than Gloomhaven.
I don't believe it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about something else, like studies that were published from the Harvard Medical School.
Well, yes, this is what we're talking about. The Harvard Medical School of Tetris Trauma Mitigation.
Korobianiski.
I can't see your face right now because I'm reading something else, but it sounds like you're making that up.
No, well, yes, I'm making that part up. But KT was not making that up. Yeah, KT had read it. You can't search the Urban Dictionary. It's not going to be there.
I'm not. I'm reading an article about the Tetris effect.
Oh, is it true? Do you see it?
No, I don't know if this is real.
I wrote it. It just says me with a thumbs
up. Do you mean this
line.
Conversation?
Psych!
Does anyone have blue light glasses?
No.
I have a lot of things I want to talk about tonight.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I do, right here.
So I discovered that if I wear them like bifocals, like this, I can
you're cool.
Look at my phone and then check up the TV. And then I realized this is totally what Rafina has. She has two pairs of glasses. That she wears like this.
I didn't know she had any.
I know.
Now she has two.
Please pull them out tonight at some point. Can that be the goal? Please pull your double glasses set out tonight. Yes.
And then Alex is in the Matrix.
Alex is in the Matrix.
I want to get ones like his because I think the orange ones are cooler.
See, I just got them when I ordered my glasses. I just got blue light put on them too. The blue light walk-in.
I wonder if mine actually. I don't think they have that.
Do you notice a difference with them? Have you used them long enough to say?
Well, I know we just got them yesterday, but okay. The thing that I did ask for magnification on them because I have such a difference, like looking at my phone versus looking far away. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure if that's actually helping. I feel like it's actually making me more crazy.
Oh gosh!
And I am not going to wear them right now.
Oh.
But I know because I can't wear them without my glasses. I know, but I really I think Alex looks like Bono in them.
He looks like Bono without them. So
that's true. Bono, Harry Potter.
You guys, we're playing D&D with Bono.
Whoa, he's probably going to be real weird. Whoa, look how cool he's getting.
He's got a hoodie on, guys. Listening audience.
Where's the edge?
I know.
You have to be edge.
I don't know what the edge looks like.
I don't know.
Isn't the edge a wrestler? Or did he die?
Well, there is also edge.
No, edge is alive. He won the Royal Rumble.
Mr. Edge.
Yeah, okay.
A horse is a horse, of course. I
don't
Mr.
have any horse sounds.
Edge.
I wanted to play a horse sound.
I am Mr.
This is the closest I have.
That's a goat.
Is that a horse?
That's not a horse.
That's my laugh.
Oh, poor Denise.
Oh, this is your laugh.
Yes.
Oh.
I love that.
It's so great.
Oh my god, stop it. I hate that.
Stop it! I hate you!
Yes, I've been. You.
There you go.
It's happening.
Mess? How dare you? All right, here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Four later. Screen capped both of them being cool.
So cool.
Bono, oh, really? Bono and the protagonist from Up.
Oh my god.
This is the best movie ever.
Yeah, you two did the music for that. I don't know if anybody knows. Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Yay.
So it's all started back in Barovia. No.
Okay.
I didn't actually write a recap, if you could tell.
Yeah.
I'm a serial killer, guys.
Yes.
Yes.
That was loud. I'm sorry.
So, you all, most of you started off in the Umlaut village, sort of surveying the aftermath and looking for clues. Bathwack had previously tasted a little bit of the stew and sprouted a nice shock of brown hair sticking up out of the top of his head. Mm-hmm. Gwen was jealous and took a taste of her own forth from her scalp bloomed a luxurious mane of golden yellow hair.
Wow.
Yes.
That she seems very excited about. You're worried that's going to be a thing.
I'm a little worried.
You think she might sacrifice one of you for the sake of her hair is really what I mean.
Well, Will can identify with that.
Will eventually showed up. He flew down again, Homelander style, head first, down into the ground in the middle of the village. And he was had with him a passenger, if you will, Halula Von Trapp. I don't know her last name. I think I have it written down somewhere, but that's not her last name. Anyway, Halula.
Halula Farella.
Oh, yeah, that sounds right.
Ooh,
doesn't it?
Good job.
Wait, but Farella is
no.
the name?
No, that can't be right. Halula. Oh, no. If that is Halula. Right, that's bad.
Uh-oh.
Because that sounds right.
Yeah, I know. It does.
What was the leprechaun's name?
Farella.
Farella.
Oh, Halula's last name is Larella. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm so glad
that's why it sounded right.
Good memory, though. Yeah. Wow. Halula,
I wonder it sounded
Larella.
Right.
Halula, right. Not Farella. Halula Larella. Very different.
Sister to Sin.
Sister
Cinderella.
To Sin. Oh.
Cinderella.
I thought like sister to sin was like a phrase or something like that.
Yes, sister to sin. Yeah. Brother to the moon.
Rafina's title in her village. Like, that's totally how she's sister to sin.
Brother
to the moon.
So yeah, it was revealed that Halula was out in the world in search of the infamous serial killer Serafina Phalangepot at your service. She found her in a lizardfolk lair and was trying to work on a way to get her back to Beartoggle. It was going great, except then Will found out somehow and decided to just take her right back to everybody and have them deal out their own justice in their way.
And that's all that happened.
That's what happened.
But wait, Will has known for a long time, though, right?
Yes.
Not just like...
He's known for a long time. Yeah.
I don't think he revealed how he found out.
No, not yet. But I said Dew was in on it. I did say
yes.
Mm-hmm. Dew's gone.
Yeah.
So he has no way to defend himself. But
that's true. But Halula didn't deny it.
Nope. She did not. And Zone of Truths happened and everybody was
I escaped them.
Well, we know. Yes. Everybody was pretty sure that everybody was being up front, at least as much as they could be. Again, except for Will. He escaped the zones of truths. And Halula wanted to leave, and that was either not recommended or not allowed, depending on who you ask.
What an absurd idea.
And so everybody decided to head back towards the shore to maybe, I don't know, try to find the lizards, which apparently ran away when the dragon came, or at least to get away from this fucking terrible now mass grave area.
A big pile basically. Of bodies on fire.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's dark. It's night at this point. But you had established a camp previously down near the shore where Halula had been waiting. And so everybody was heading back down there. The lone surviving umlaut is planning.
I was up with him.
Said they were planning on joining you. I think you started to head back towards the fire by the end of last.
I think so too.
Or the camp or whatever.
I think so.
Of last session.
I think
so.
Eric,
it's true.
What?
Did you ask us who we thought was standing in the dark because you wanted us to decide for you?
It's a
choose
Are
you
your
picking
own
among our answers?
I guess you'll find
I
out.
I hear cello.
We'll never know.
Cello. Or maybe you will know.
Yo-Yo Ma found our lizards.
Our what?
Yo-Yo Ma.
Wait, why Yo-Yo Ma?
Since
I don't know.
A cello.
It could be anybody.
Is Yo-Yo Ma short?
Is Yo-Yo Ma actually cloven?
No, he's
okay,
not.
Okay,
no.
This is a Yo-Yo Ma clip, though, so good thing you mentioned it.
No!
One foot per lizard.
So yeah, that's
a pair of lizard water skis.
Pretty much. So yeah, that's the last bit of the recap. Is down by the river, there were the lizards. It seems with some sort of a short figure silhouetted atop of them. Guiding them back towards you. And yeah, I had you all cast your bets in the off season as to who it
won.
Was. Well, let's find out. The figure is paddling closer. Will, you get back to the clearing as they're coming up.
Oh, cool.
And I'm assuming you probably stoked the fire back up a little bit once you got down to the shore. So
yeah,
there's enough
sure.
light to be able to see. And atop the lizards is...
Oh my God.
A familiar figure.
Oh, okay. You just made Ula bark.
It's my dog, Ula. Oh, our camera.
Well, it's because you just pounded the desk for 10 minutes.
That was not 10 minutes.
Yes, it was.
Listeners.
Ula is, their dogs are freaking out now. They are. Okay, I'm going to have to stop them from barking. They're freaking out here. I'll do
that. All right, I'll keep drumming while you. A familiar figure.
Oh my God.
Hey, I didn't drum on the table, okay?
Thank you.
A familiar figure, so that I think that probably excludes
yeah,
a few of your
guess.
Guesses.
Familiar Vera. To everybody?
It's Vera.
Yes.
Vera short?
Familiar to everybody.
Oh,
everybody
not Vera.
Recognizes this figure. To
even Mo?
Well, now
certain
I
degrees,
need to guess
but
again.
Yes.
A very virile badger.
Marco.
Surfing on some lizards. Hey, what's up, dude? This is my honeymoon with myself after my spawning. Like a lizard down the river.
Yeah, but he was 10 feet long. He's tall.
Yeah.
That's true.
Be...
But what about...
Is it Tess?
No.
It's got to be someone from Morrow's Inlet, right? Because Gwen doesn't know anyone else unless it's Strahd himself and somehow she has that knowledge.
Ricardo.
He surfs
on
bats.
Oh.
No, who is that? Who's that bar owner that you have a deal with?
It's I can't remember. Kenny Loggins. Kenny.
When you were impersonating him, his name was Horace.
Weather. What?
When you were impersonating him, his name was Horace.
Yeah, Horace Gusterson.
Really?
But
oh,
the real guy.
But
is...
our wiki creators actually know what his name is.
Kenneth Mullen. Kenneth Mullins?
Kenneth?
Kenneth Mullins? Didn't I just say that?
No. Mullen. Yep, you got it.
Did I say
Kenneth
it?
Mullen.
I am a man.
Oh, and you know that because that's who it is, right?
Kenneth
we guessed right, guys.
Mullins.
Oh my God, it's Kenneth Mullins.
It's,
holy shit, I didn't know you surfed lizards down the river.
It's not Kenneth Mullen.
Okay.
Yeah, was he short?
No.
Yeah.
It's got to be Ricardo,
people don't care that he's short. They
it's
just want to guess people.
It's Gwen.
It's Crick Crick.
No, Bathwack is a short dragonborn around
the
here.
It's the bookstore lady.
It's the doppel Bathwack.
It's Belle. Or Bella. Bella.
Nobody's
Belle.
Guessed. I wasn't like... You didn't like have to guess. I don't. If people are having fun, that's great. But don't feel like you're obligated to figure it out.
It's the
we
dwarf
don't ever
that was
know.
Knocking into Gwen.
Nope.
It's...
You're like, please stop. But you've opened
no,
the box.
No, I am trying to read the room. I don't want people to feel
Captain
like they're Clockface. Having a bad time.
It's Captain Clockface miraculously.
Nope, he's still in Bathwack's bag.
Is it that boy that like was stealing in the shop that like Will tried to take under his wing?
Surfing on lizards?
No one ever said surfing except
oh,
for
I
Alex.
I thought it was surfing on lizards. This whole week,
oh,
I've...
Good...
Okay, you want to know some proof? Check this out.
Oh, we've got probably a drawing. Uh-oh. They've been
What's
drawing
happening?
A lot, and I'm
What's
not allowed
happening?
To see their drawings, so I'm guessing
oh,
that's
nice,
probably
nice.
What it is. The proof of them picturing someone surfing on a lizard.
The proof is in the pudding.
The proof is in the surfing.
Did you draw it in pudding?
It's a crappy drawing, but it's... It's just a shadow figure surfing on a lizard.
It's blurry.
Yeah, that's terrible. I don't know.
You have to
it
back
is.
Up
well, see?
So
look.
Cool.
And that was from, is that today? 212?
Today's 212.
212.
Then that's today. That was me daydreaming all week.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
So, yep, Denise, you nailed it in 7.
And we Woo-hoo! Don't know this kid's name.
I know his name, but I don't know if you guys know his name. I can't remember if he ever...
I can't remember. Did Will ever ask his name?
I don't think so.
He was just thief kid. I don't think I actually got
the mini
his
Will.
Name.
So yes, this boy that Bathwack almost arrested for shoplifting and then Will conscripted into trying to lie for him.
Yeah, oops.
Comes cruising up, not surfing up.
Oh, okay.
Yep. He attached an outboard motor to the back of one of them. No, he's got them. They're not like tied up or anything. He's just kind of He is on one and guiding them up towards you. He seems to kind of know what he's doing. Looks a little unsure of himself, but he's smiling.
Fuck? Where's this kid's parents? He had parents, didn't he?
Hi, guys. Lose something?
What the fuck?
I also don't remember his voice.
He
might have
had
an accent.
A British accent. Kind
Hello,
of-
gods. Lose a spot of lizards, did you?
Lose a spot of lizards.
A pimple of lizard.
Will is like that John Travolta gif from Pulp Fiction, just looking around for this kid's parents.
Arm, yeah.
He's just, yeah, like, I'm just looking around, like, where's this kid come from?
And Gwen's just like, where are your parents? What are you doing out here all alone in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, it's the middle of the night, too, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's getting late, but I came to find you. I told you I wanted to come with you, didn't I?
Definitely wasn't his accent.
It is now. Change of bounds, as they say.
It's Dick Van Dyke.
It's Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins.
Well, it's Dick Van Dyke and Night at the Museum.
Hello, okay. Sunny Boy.
Hello.
Hi.
Are these yours? I think they are. Yes. I haven't really seen many other lizards paddling around on the river.
All right, what Thank kind of test so much. Can we do to make sure this kid is not Ricardo Ulysses, everyone?
I don't know what a test is, but I'm up for it.
Test? Did I say test?
I know. hold on. I'm sorry, dear. What's your name?
Oh, my name's Shimi.
Okay, Shimi, just stand still, and I'm going to cast Detect Magic on him.
Is it going to hurt? Oh, wait, you didn't say
that out
loud.
No, this isn't going to hurt at all. Just stand still. This isn't going to hurt at all.
All right, well, I'm kind of sitting on this lizard, but I'll stay put.
Oh, you can get off the lizard. Just come over here. It's okay.
Okay. And he comes off. He says, come on, come on, to the lizards.
Oh, my God. Now the dogs are barking again. Do you hear them?
In 20 minutes, I have to yell, outside! Outside!
Oh, they're freaking out! Oh my God.
Wait, is it S-H-I-M-I?
No, Shimi? It is S-H-E-E-M-I-E.
Oh, Shimi.
All right, he stands still.
Okay, Gwen's going to cast Detect Magic on him.
Okay. You detect no magic on Shimi.
Oh.
Okay, well, he's legit.
What?
Wait, what?
What is he doing?
Someone's not using magic to look like him, so he's legit.
Are we sure that's a foolproof method? Have we made sure before? I'm just a little paranoid.
Well, I mean, I can't tell what spell or whatever is being done, but I can tell if there's magic about, and there's no magic about. Will, do you want me to cast it on you?
No, thank you.
Well, you can just look at him. It's not on anything.
Oh, yeah, because it's within 30 feet. That's right.
No, I say no thank you, and then you're looking at me way too long. Yep. I'm like, wait a second.
You're realizing is making his skin look a little nicer. He's fluffing up his hair a little bit. Add a little sparkle to his eye. His mustache isn't that long.
How dare you?
His butt's a little rounder.
God, that's ridiculous.
Am I wrong?
I'm dodging out of the way.
It's not a dodge. She just looks at you.
And then if she just keeps looking at me, I'm going to grab the ends of my cape and I'm going to fly up because I'm going to just be like very uneasy with that.
You tried to and you realize you're too close to the fire, so you have to awkwardly scurry back out into the shadows and then you can do it.
Shimi, I would love to hear your story.
Well, I think you know my story. I mean, I think one of you, at least. I don't quite remember. It's been quite some time. But,
well, guess what, Shimi? Guess what, Shimi? We don't all talk to each other because some of us keep secrets. And I look at Will.
Oh, I thought you guys were like a team. With the way you were doing that thing in that store or whatever. I mean, it was...
You're up in the sky, and so I'm yelling, keep secrets!
Okay, I'll come back down. I hear the word secrets. I got to come back down.
That's right. We certainly are a team. There's no I in team.
There's no I in team.
All right.
We succeed together.
Well, I guess it'd be
good. Yeah, look at this success back there. I can still smell it burning in the forest. Good, successful event,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
It was successful that we weren't in it. Oh, okay, never mind.
Hey, you know what? You're right.
Gwen's like just rubbing her hair. She's like, yeah, we made the summer stew.
Oh my god, the glow of the fire is just like glinting off of her.
But I have a question before we hear that your story from your, in your words, Shimi. I want to know if you've ever heard of the infamous Rafina Phalange Pot.
I'm trying to think out of character if you all mentioned it when I was around. You might have, but...
No.
Well, we wouldn't even...
Oh, I don't know. She likes to introduce herself to everyone she meets. Now I'm from Australia.
I was in a cake for most of your antics, so yeah, I don't think you...
I don't think so. Should I? Okay. Should I have?
I'm glad you don't. We'll tell you the rest of that later.
Is that your group name? Or...
A group name?
No.
Are you the Rafina Phalange Pots?
Oh, no. No.
Rafina... Phalange in the pots. No. No, so there's someone who might be trying to impersonate me, and I'm trying to understand what sort of damage has been done to my reputation.
Oh.
Yes.
Was it this guy? Pointing at Will. He can look like lots of people. I've seen him.
He's my best friend. He would never do that to me, and I hug his floating leg.
Okay. It's good to know the dynamic, right? Trying to figure out how everybody relates to each other, and if I'm gonna be, you know, one of the group, you know, one of the team, I gotta figure it out.
Where are your parents?
Oh, they're probably back home or looking for me. I don't know. I left them. I told you I wanted to get out of there.
Did you?
What was so bad about there?
You didn't say any of these things.
I did. I told you I wanted to go with you.
Oh, on the river. I was very depressed at that moment. I forgot
what
we were talking about.
Sometime it was in a candy store. It was on a river. Who knows? There's, you know, Mark Jessen probably knows. But other than that.
Well, why do you want to get away so bad?
Live my whole life there. I want to see the world. Isn't that why you guys are out and about?
Oh my god.
You really don't
want to
see the world.
Skipping from town to town?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of why I left.
See? What about this quiet one here? Pointing at Bathwack.
You mean Bono?
Yeah.
You mean Bono?
Wait, what? You want...
We're talking about why we're out and about. Some of you don't like the world. This one wants to see more of it, just like me. What about you?
I'm just traveling with Will right now.
All right, well, I've become Pat's pocket a bit richer because of him, and I thought maybe that could continue. God.
I am watching this kid like a hawk, and I am... Can I do some kind of roll to see insight if he's lying? This is a great little confident performance.
You rolled a 2. Plus 7 is 9.
Oh, gosh.
Or no, plus 5 is 7.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And
you're rolling like Gwen.
Let me look at my stuff that I have, because...
You really want to waste a luck point on this?
I don't think I want to waste a luck point. I think Will is tired and sad. Okay. Yeah, he's just like, this is cute little guy. Reminds me of somebody. This is ridiculous. You need to go home, because this group is not safe, and bad stuff follows us everywhere.
Have you been to Morrow's Inlet? I wouldn't exactly call it safe.
We can't just tell him to go home. Like, we're in the middle of nowhere.
He got here, didn't he? He got here.
He's safest with us.
Oh, I agree. I lost my boat getting your lizards.
You lost your boat?
And remember the upside-down dragon that just burned down this village? We can't let him just...
Wait, did you see that?
Wait, the dragon was here? The dragon was back at Morrow's Inlet when we all ran away. Together.
Right, but it was flying, so it can go places.
Oh, sure. You saw it here?
Do you see this smoldering fireball behind us?
Are we going to kill it?
I mean, if we have to.
Wait a second. Do I look like the type of person who goes around killing dragons?
You probably pay people to do it.
Who are you? You know way too much information.
We heard that Rafina likes to go around killing things.
Oh,
well, that's my alter ego, apparently.
Oh, the person that's you pretended to be you is killing people?
Yeah. Well, at least that's what Halula says.
Where is Halula, by the way?
She's next
to
Gwen.
Don't tell me she's sneaked off. Okay,
she's just there. Yeah, because Will has his eye on Halula. This is too much.
Yeah, I lost my boat. I had a little canoe, but it's gone somewhere. I don't know, probably floating downstream.
So let me get this straight.
Yep.
You were riding in a boat down a river in the dark by yourself.
To catch up. I told you I would.
Jumped on some lizards and just kept going.
Well, I had to give him some food.
Will, did he really say?
What?
Did he really say he was going to catch up?
I don't remember. Rafina, that was during a very... I don't remember a lot about that interaction. I was having a bad moment.
Yeah, you all seemed to be very down. No one was really paying attention to anything. There Rafina, were a few hooks Rafina, dangled in front of you. No one was really interacting with them or anything.
He's like turning away to Rafina while this kid is talking. So now we have two Wills in the group, apparently. He's like turning to Rafina and he's like, the time with the boat and the letter thing, let's not talk about it. Do you remember that time?
I don't think anybody remembers.
That was when I was very upset and I was talking to you about it.
No one was interested in that at all.
Right.
I mean, I remember it, but I was really down because I had, I don't know, just lost everything I owned and just lost the business that I had built up from the ground. And
yeah, I was like having conversations and everyone was just kind of looking down at the water and making a frowny face.
Yes.
That was like for like 30 minutes.
Isn't that right after Bathwack couldn't save the person because when he pulled the thing out of the...
That was right after that, Rafina, yes.
Man, that was a rough moment.
That was a rough time 17 hours ago.
Can I get a read on Bathwack in that moment? Will looks at Bathwack in that moment. I want a little insight to see what Bathwack's feeling when we talk about that.
Alex, you're going to have to tell us...
Oh, 24,
with a 24 insight... When they're mentioning...
He's probably going to roll like a 35 on whatever the fuck
it is. Well, I don't think he's trying... Well, I guess if he's trying to severely hide his...
Pain.
His whatever. His joy. You're his assuming joy. Pain. Why are you rolling insight if you already know what he's feeling?
I don't know. I want to know.
Oh, Bathwack's been kind of... I picture like Will looking at Bathwack, but Bathwack's like looking at in kind of a completely different direction. Mm. The smoke coming up from the fires.
Yeah.
And, No, he's just looking around. He's looking at the sky. He's looking if the dragon is still here. He's looking out over the water. He's just taking stock of what's happening.
So he doesn't seem involved in this conversation at all.
He doesn't really, he's not really bothered or anything. He's not really feeling anything about the conversation.
Oh, man. I have so many things to say. Okay, that makes Will be quiet and look at Bathwack a lot.
Oh, Bathwack, you should look away into the distance more often.
I know, but you know, in my head, the scene looked like Will looking up at Bathwack, and Bathwack is looking off into the. But
nope,
actually, the way
it's
I went
down.
Is that Will is looking down.
Yes,
Bathwack.
I'm looking at all the choices you've made recently.
And we can't really tell which way Bathwack is looking because, anyway.
All that hair.
Yeah.
I can't see
all that hair,
so
exactly.
Now.
I'm just trying to, Bathwack hasn't adjusted to his new temple.
So does Bathwack not seem bothered at all? Like that is what, that is the kind of read I'm trying, does he just seem completely at peace, he's just fine, or is he?
Yeah, does he seem at peace, or does he seem worried?
There's specific reason.
Yeah, maybe.
Asking.
I mean, how does he feel? Yeah, I mean,
you're talking about looking in different directions. Is it like an agitated, looking around, or is it just kind of a daydreamy?
No, it's a slow looking around, but he's not comfortable. I put my shield down.
Okay.
Cross my legs.
Does that?
I guess so.
That's a no.
Will is very... You know all the secrets, so you're making me look like a crazy person.
No, I'm not exactly sure what you're doing right now.
Okay. Is that dragon long gone?
He's right behind you.
In the sky? I look over here.
Uh-huh.
He moves over this way.
Yeah, everybody else sees him except for you. Nobody's told you. It's just a big prank.
Yeah, we're going to all leave. We're going to be like, okay, bye, Bathwack. And then Bathwack has to fight the dragon all by himself because he's there.
The dragon's in on it, apparently.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of boats in the water still?
Not down here, no. Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah, that tapered off a while ago.
It's really quiet.
Yeah, before you guys even got here in the first place. And it's dark, too, so you can't imagine there's much travel on the river at this point of of day, or night, rather.
And wait, just so I can tell, are we brightly lit up by the fires that are in the forest behind us, or?
No, not really. The brightest light source from where you are is the fire that you've built. You can see the light in the distance from that, but it's like a 10-minute walk to the actual village.
Okay. So it's like a glow in the forest at this point with lots of smoke. And okay.
Yeah.
But it's not raging right next to us.
No, right. It's a ways off in the woods. So yeah, you're not like specifically like from a dragon's perspective, for example, the village would be a much brighter beacon than where you are. You're not hidden by any means, but you're it's not a signal flare like to anybody a mile up the river even or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway, so what's the plan? Where are we going?
Away from where the dragon is going to eat us, which...
Oh, where's that?
I don't know.
Well, we were going to go down to Bear Toggle to get to the bottom of the apparent doppelganger situation.
Oh.
Possible doppelganger situation.
Okay.
Hey!
Wait a second, Gwen! No! No! Listen, everyone! Look at this group!
Everybody, listen to him! Listen up!
This kid is...
He
ready.
Comes up and stands next to you.
Mo says, why aren't we listening to King?
I look down at this kid like, what are you doing? All right. Rafina is not a serial killer. That is the most absurd thing I have ever even heard in my life.
But someone is pretending to be her, or... There's another her that's not this her that's doing the things.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Something's going on.
Yeah.
And it looks like we have to solve it. No one else will do it. It's us again.
Right, and it's going to be so easy now that we have a useless person over there who is aware of everything that's going on, about to probably tell
people... Who, me?
No,
who, me?
No, what the?
Oh, who, me?
I'm obviously talking about Halula. Even Rafina knew who I was talking about. And I was rude, so come on.
Well, maybe you should just let me go. Then you don't have to worry about me.
No, Halula, you're much safer with us.
Okay.
Trust me, we'll get to the bottom of it.
Okay.
Guys, can anyone tell me what plan anyone has if that's really what we're doing? We're going to Bear Toggle to just investigate, and you think that the Bear Toggle guard is just going to let us go through and, like, do whatever we want when we have this one here who's going to be telling everyone she can, I'm sure?
Maybe we could disguise her.
Well, right, that's what I was thinking, but we still have to worry about her talking the whole time.
What?
Me?
What do you mean?
No, not you. Oh, you? No, I was thinking... I thought you were talking about Halula. I was thinking of disguising Halula so that nobody knows.
Oh, you clearly gestured over to her. I don't know why we all thought that you were talking about Rafina.
Of course.
Physical world we inhabit, it's very clear. Body language is, like, what, 60% of communication?
Of course we are going to disguise Rafina, and that will be a physical disguise, Rafina. I don't think that we should cast magic and potentially have it be lost at some point. We want to disguise you, right? I mean, we could also do a magical disguise, that's fine, but, like, I think a physical disguise would be good.
Oh, yeah, I could put on my reading glasses, and I pull out two pairs of glasses and put them on my face.
Yes! We did it! Yay!
Thanks for listening.
Thank
I cut it off right before you
Thank
said anything
you. I hate
for your sake.
Your voice there, my goodness. No, but the point is, I was talking about Halula, and I think you knew that, Rafina. You're just trying to distract me. I'm talking about how fucked up it is that we're going to be taking this lady to Bear Toggle with us.
No one's making you, says Halula.
We don't need any blood spilled on our account more than already has been spilled.
I'm telling you all right now, as much as I trust you, I'm not going to be walking into Bear Toggle with the rest of you with a member of the guard and just trusting that the citizens there aren't going to throw us all in jail just for associating with you. I'm not going to jail again. I already went to jail because I acted too slowly.
You guys must have got out very quick.
We were there for 3.5 minutes.
That's
we were really in jail for very long.
How did you do it?
I don't want to go back.
How did you get out?
How did we get well, out?
I there used was a giant worm.
Giant worm.
Oh. Okay. I'm a bit sorry I asked.
Yeah, you don't want
to
be here.
Anyway, so you guys are going to Bear Toggle to solve a mystery. Is that like what you do? Are you guys like mystery solvers? Are you detectives?
Do I look like a mystery solver?
Actually, yes, you do look like that. You don't look like a dragon killer, but you look like someone who would solve a mystery. Yes.
What do you mean by that? I don't know. How do I look like
somebody
who's
dressed up fancy? You got a mustache. That's about it.
What time is it?
Huh? 9:34 p.m.
No, I mean in
game about 9:34 p.m.
Oh yeah, that's probably accurate.
I think this child needs to go to sleep, and so does Gwen and Halula, I guess, and Mo, and the rest of us need to not sleep all night long as usual.
Hmm, that's also true. But should we? I don't know. Should we stay here? Do dragons strike twice? Do you guys know anything about dragons?
Aren't two of you dragons?
I doubt that the dragon's going to strike twice in one place, like lightning or something.
We could sleep in my tiny hut.
Oh, no. Wait. That's really too tiny.
It's not actually tiny, Will.
It's too tiny, Rafina.
It's not tiny. It's a misleading term.
I think I've heard you describe it before.
Hey, canonically, you've been in it.
That's true.
Canonically.
You mean Christmas episode?
In that mall.
In the mall.
Remember that shopping mall you were in?
Yes.
With the Hatchimals that kept falling out of the ceiling? You have been canonically.
Yes.
In her tiny hut.
Yes. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. This is exhausting. I know we don't need to sleep, but I don't know. How long is it until we get to Bear Toggle? Does anyone have any idea?
We've had quite a day. We probably should sit here and rest, you know, keep an eye out at the skies for any flying dragons or such.
I'll take a watch.
Oh, yeah, sure. You go do that, buddy.
Okay, I will.
No, you're a child. What are you doing?
How much does watch pay?
What? You can't just give yourself a job and assume people are going to pay you.
No. I will give you one sticky brick.
He looks very skeptical.
I will pay you up front. And she's going to reach into her purple pouch and pull out a sticky brick and hand it to him.
Paying me in candy? What do you think I am, a fucking kid?
Wait a second. Don't eat anything from that pouch. Gwen, stop giving innocent people things from that couch. That couch. That pouch.
I don't understand. You guys didn't seem too concerned about it.
I think I seemed a little concerned. And if I wasn't, I express that to you now. I am concerned, Gwen, about this pouch. It comes from some weird patron that we don't know was your patron, okay? And we're dealing with a lot of weird god stuff right now, so maybe just don't give innocent people candy from the magical, mysterious pouch that happens to be purple.
It's candy. Rafina's eaten it.
What? I thought I had the normal candy.
I think you've licked it, at least.
Yeah, like all the caramel that I put on the window. Crumple Myers, I thought you licked some of that.
You definitely licked some caramel off the window. Although we might have discussed it being, I think Will said, wait, don't lick that or something.
Can you please draw Rufina licking caramel off of the paper mache window?
God. I feel like you
yes,
already made that
I
request.
I want to do that. Oh my gosh.
No, I must
caramel.
Have.
Not caramel, it's caramel.
I'm so sorry, Western Pennsylvania.
But anyway, pouch. I said couch, then pouch.
I mean, I have no way to make sticky bricks out here. I'm just about out.
Then wait until we get to a kitchen.
What are you going to do, not eat candy? That's clearly not an option.
Well, and also, Shimi doesn't seem to want this candy. He seems to want cold, hard cash. Does anyone have any of that money that we have from Barovia?
Everybody's thinking about the weird-ass fucking places you put this fucking money.
I have no Barovian money.
That I left mine with the fish priest.
Gwen has no money.
Oh, no.
No, I have some.
I meant relatively.
Yeah. Gwen has nothing.
I know where all my money is.
Her lollipop quarterstaff and a bottle of Bufflin whiskey. Mm. She's going
to
get crunk.
That's why you want us crunk. To stay here, Gwen. You want us to sleep on this muddy riverbank because you're poor. I hate you.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. Let's get back on these lizards and go downriver.
No, God, no, that was out of character. Uh-oh. Sorry.
It's Shimi. I really, I keep on saying sashimi.
That's fine. You can call me whatever you want.
Shimi, we don't really have money to give you, so this is not going to be a mercenary type situation.
Oh, you guys getting paid when you solve the mystery?
We are freelancers in that we work for free.
What?
We work for the goodness in our souls.
Wait a second.
Of doing good.
You said there'd be more in it for me if I helped you out.
Okay.
He looks at Will.
What did you say, Will?
I protested before he even said that. As he started saying that to Will, Will's like, I don't do anything out of the goodness of my heart that isn't there.
See?
Okay? And I have money to pay you, okay? But you're not even proving anything, being anything useful.
All right, what do you want me to do?
You brought us our lizards. That's pretty useful.
Yeah, you guys seem a bit fucked without me.
Okay, what if you stole the lizards and brought them back? Did you steal the lizards and bring them back? You did, didn't you?
Did I?
Did you?
No.
Yes, you did. I bet you did, didn't you?
Halula says they ran away when the dragon came.
Halula, nobody trusts a single fucking thing you have to say.
I do.
Watch your mouth, son.
Excuse me? No, get out of here. I'm not watching my language for a small child. Get out of here.
Then I'm not either.
How old are you?
Huh? A 14.
Oh, I thought you were... Is he short for his age? I was picking a much younger...
He's 2 feet tall.
Wait, is he a human?
Yeah, what is he? Is he a human?
He's been a dwarf this whole time.
I think I always...
He's definitely not a dwarf.
I think he's a human.
I think he is.
So he's a human and he's 14.
Does he look familiar to Gwen? Like, did he used to sneak into the Rolodex of Rooney and stuff like that?
Whoa!
I mean, if he did, he wasn't somebody you noticed. You were too busy. Yeah. You were really focused.
She takes it very seriously.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you said if I helped you out, then there'd be more gold in it for me.
Listen, did
this guy paid me, like, 2 gold, I think? He would remember exactly how much it was.
I think it was 2. Exactly how much.
It was 5,
what
my
did
dear.
You pay him for?
He paid me 5 gold.
I paid you 5 gold to stick around in Morrow's Inlet, you idiot.
Well, you guys left. What? I had to come after you.
I said to stick around. Did I say follow me down the river? Who the fuck are you? What are you trying? Don't go home, Adventure Sam. What the hell?
No, it's a good thing he followed us because we would be lizardless.
Yeah,
right
he
now.
Stole the lizards and brought them back.
If there's one gold star.
Listen,
I'm writing it down.
I
don't have any paper.
I accused you that before, and I don't believe. I was trying to roll. I wanted to roll an insight to see if what Will suspects is that this kid, because he was a thief. That's all he knew about him. Mm-hmm. So, and he seemed pretty good because he managed to reverse pickpocket Ricardo. The only reason he was caught was because he was in the zone of truth.
Fucking bathwack.
So Will is suspicious that this kid might, you know, not just be a kid. He doesn't seem to be just a kid.
Like, I didn't steal your lizards. I brought them back. I had to give him all my food.
Thank you for that.
You had to give them all your food?
Yeah. How else are you supposed to get an animal to do what you want it to do? You give it some food.
Can I give him some food? I mean...
Are you trying to get him to do what
out
we want?
Of the pouch? No, Gwen! You know what? Fine, whatever. He's not my kid. You can do whatever you want.
I don't trust that food in that pouch.
He's a little mimic.
We have Will and we have Mini Will now. Dear, are you able to change the way you look at Will?
Not yet. Can you teach me? He says to Will.
Can I teach myself? I barely know how to do anything. Just kidding. I'm a magical expert. Mm-hmm. Okay, do you have any magic?
No, not yet.
Just plain old kid. Mm-hmm. Do you have any armor?
No, not yet.
Just plain old kid. Do you have any weapons?
I got a knife.
Listen, you just plain
now
old
kid. Now I'm Australian
kid.
Again.
Let me see this knife.
When you have a knife, you gotta be Australian.
Yeah, let me see the knife.
He pulls out. It's like a pocket knife.
Okay, listen. You might be good.
He starts spinning it around on his hand.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, that's pretty cool. But that doesn't mean that you can fight giant toads and the shit that we come across. It's pretty gross. And a dragon. Stuff like that. You're a kid. You're small. You don't have any armor. You're not equipped.
All right. We got to find my role then. Everybody, let's brainstorm. Okay? What's my role here in the group?
In the you are the keeper. You're the keeper of the lizards.
Ooh.
All right. Next idea.
You
look like you know what you're talking about there, says to you, Rufina.
Oh, well, yes, I do.
The one who runs away when there's danger.
Yeah.
That's not me.
That's not me.
I wasn't talking to you, Rufina.
Don't you need a squire, Bathwack?
We also need someone
to help, like,
clean your armor and stuff.
Okay. His little tiny Bathwick armor.
Bathwick already has Mo to worship him, so fine, I'll take on this young weird kid.
All right? I like all of you!
Whoa!
We need someone to help, you know, sort of escort Halula.
I have to so take care of.
Oh, I'm
wait,
sorry.
Wait, did Will
okay,
really just say that?
That's right.
He was being sarcastic. I mean, is mildly sarcastic. Will,
he did say it out loud, though.
I did say it out loud, yes.
Wow. Wait, well, so there you go. I guess you're traveling with Will.
No, you're not. Bathwick, that was
says,
a joke.
Taking you completely at face value.
That was a joke. It's a joke.
That was a good joke.
You need to go home, you child. You have no armor. You
My
have
home
no magic.
Is the road. Or the river, in this case.
All right. I guess if we took Halula along with us, we could take this kid.
Yeah, at least I'm willing. And I ain't going to rat you out to no cops.
You're slightly larger.
Okay.
You're the smallest
now,
14-year-old
dear, just,
ever.
If the other dragonborn does a spell, just duck.
Oh, yeah. Stay away from that situation right now.
Is that like a joke about how he's short now? How did that happen?
We're not sure. I mean, we do know, but we don't know how to undo it.
Oh, we'll get into it, I'm sure. We got lots of time together traveling down to Beartog. It'll take a few days to get there, at least.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we should go.
Oh, we're so far away.
Let's get on the lizards. And
it's just
sleep.
Around the corner.
Here we are.
Crawling. It'll take a few days if we crawl.
So how long have we been traveling? It is not feasible to send this kid back to his town. I mean,
It was about a day's lizard ride downstream from Morrow's Inlet.
Yeah, because we traveled like a day and then stopped here.
Nope. It's too far.
I also don't. I still think that there's a dragon on the loose.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be safe out there for me alone.
He's safer with us at mm-hmm. this point. We will have to probably backtrack back to Morrow's Inlet at some
in a few
point.
Years or something like that. Maybe we'll swing by, say hello to the folks.
Can we send a message to his parents?
Yeah, like seriously, Rufina is right. These fucking people are gonna come. Are they not gonna come after us? I mean, not that I care.
They don't know
like,
where I am.
But they don't care about you.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
I think we can send a message to his parents. If I yell really loudly, maybe something will hear me and convey the message for me. Tell Shimi's parents. He's fine.
I mean, we got plenty of time. They were worried about someone robbing their shop or something like that when we got back. That's how I was able to sneak away.
I look at Bathwack.
Robbing their shop?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Did someone rob their shop?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of shop did they have?
You owed the candy store. I think I've gathered that in the kerfluffle.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
They own the store. Now I can't
Bathwack's
remember the name of it.
Walking over toward the lizards.
The one where Bathwack stole from. What's it called?
All that in a bag of holding?
Oh, what was stolen from them? I mean, I had money stolen from me.
I don't know. They were saying something was stolen out from under the counter. I don't know. They were all verklempt, and I knew you guys were getting further and further away, so I took that as a good excuse to do a runner.
Sweet. So they got robbed, and then they lost their child. Great.
Thanks. They don't pay much attention to me. I often sneak off away for a couple days anyway. It'll be fine.
What? Rafina gets down on all fours close to the ground and repeats, tell his parents he is fine.
Everybody give me a perception check.
Oh. Oh my god.
Perception.
Oh my god. Is there going to be a giant worm?
Four for Gwen, of course.
Typical perception.
Five for Bathwack.
That's insane.
Eight for Rafina.
Oh, really? That's it?
And 20. A natural 20 for Will.
Nice.
Thank God.
I know. It's going to be bad.
I feel like Will is hypersensitive right now.
You feel the very faintest of trembling in your soles of your feet.
Did anyone else feel that?
Feel what?
Oh, God.
No.
I hope it was just my imagination. It's just my imagination. There are no giant worms. There are no giant worms. There are no giant worms. There are no giant worms.
I'm not trying to talk to a giant worm. Are you kidding? I'm just trying to communicate with a friend I've met along the way, I say loudly into the soil.
Her mouth is, lips are touching the dirt.
Will's like just puts his hands up to his head like, there are no giant worms. There are no giant worms. Giant worms don't exist. There are no giant worms.
You keep getting a flashback of that purple hide just scraping through the stone in front of you in your cell.
What a weird hallucination I had down there.
The sound.
Purple hide.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The purple skin.
Hide. Just, you know, that
purple.
Terrible sound. Just...
That's the sound of freedom!
Yeah, the sound of freedom!
Tell that to the dogs.
Alright. Alright, so what are we doing? Are we going down the river? It's nighttime. Are we following this dragon? Which direction?
Who's in charge?
Did anyone say? I am!
Well, what are we doing then?
Well, I'm in charge of you at least. I'm sorry, Rafina. Rafina thinks she's in charge. But anyway, did anyone see where the dragon went? Did anyone have any idea? Did any of us, was that a piece of information that we gathered at any point? Did anyone see where it went?
It seemed to go downstream, if you give a shit about what I say, says Halula.
Well, I totally trust you, so it went
upstream. Exactly. I'm so glad I piped up.
Now, she's a delight. All right, well.
Can you blame her?
So it sounds like it's on its way to Bear Toggle.
It's ahead of us, so we probably won't catch up with it if we just mosey down the river slowly.
Maybe it'll just eat Bear Toggle, and then by the time we get to Bear Toggle, there won't be a civilization there, and I'll
maybe
keep
it'll
walking
eat
through the woods
this
forever.
Bad
problem
Rafina.
Solved. I really hope that it gets rid of this dam. Oh, wait, I shouldn't obsess over it, because then Hulu...
Watch your mouth, young lady!
You're right, I apologize.
I think damn in that context is a swear word to Rafina.
That's what I, yeah, exactly.
Everybody give me a perception check.
Oh no. Oh no.
Now what?
There are no giant worms. There are no giant worms. There are no giant worms.
All right. So we got a 12 from Rafina, a 16 from Bathwack, a 6 from Will, and an 8 from Gwen. Okay. I need everybody to take off their headsets, except for the person who knows that they don't need to take off their headset. Hello.
Hello.
So you successfully managed to sneak away from the group while they're trying to decide what they want to do with Halula. Where are you going? Just like into the woods?
Yeah, I was just going to sneak up into the woods.
Okay, cool. Yep, you barely beat Bathwax. Almost, he almost caught you. 17. Listeners, I had Gwen roll a secretive stealth check, and she rolled a 17. You probably didn't think that was going to go well.
I didn't. I was very worried the way I was rolling. Like, but I saw double digits, so hey.
Yep. All right. So, yes, you managed to make your way. You would assume your presence will be missed very quickly, so you probably don't have much time to do what you're doing before someone tries to find you, or at least notices you're gone.
I kind of assumed that. Yeah. I figure them squabbling about what to do was a good way to just kind of
perfect.
End.
Okay, so you head off a ways into the woods, and Halula comes along willingly. You sort of signal to her, tug on her sleeve or something like that, and she says, "What are you gonna let me go?"
No. I want you to talk to someone. We're going to talk to someone and maybe get a little insight on what's kind of going on here.
How about you just let me go?
How about we talk to someone first and then see where that goes?
What is this? What are you talking about? Who are we talking to?
Okay. You'll see. And Gwen's going to look at Cal, but Cowell. Mm-hmm. Do you think we could see if
that's what I'm here
Moon
for.
Dreamer could? Okay. Yeah. Could we?
Sure.
Get her going.
All right. Let's try.
Okay.
Cowell settles down, and pretty quickly before your eyes, there is a wonderfully beautiful unicorn prancing about in the forest, right in front of you. Yes. Hello.
Hi. This is my friend Halu. Halu, it's okay. It's okay. This is Moon Dreamer.
Hello. What says Halula?
This is Moon Dreamer. Moon Dreamer is very. I'm very close with Moon Dreamer.
So okay, you weren't lying when you said you talked to a unicorn. Okay.
No.
Hello.
I'm what not can crazy. I
do for you, my child.
Well, Moondreamer, and I feel I'm very sorry, Moondreamer. I feel I only talk to you when we're in a bit of a pickle.
What did we say about apologizing?
I know, I'm sorry. I gotta stop apologizing. Sorry. I will not apologize.
What is
it? But I have some concerns because my friend Lula here is saying that one of the people we're traveling with is a serial killer, and that person is saying they're not, and they're both telling the truth, and I don't know what to believe.
Interesting. Who is it that is a suspected serial killer? Is it this one?
No.
Halula with her horn.
It's not Halula. It's Rafina.
Oh, I mean, she has killed many people. As have you.
What? Well, yeah, I mean, but not in cold blood. I mean, when you fight, you know, battles and war and stuff like that, there's certainly casualties and such. Rafina is supposedly kills for sport.
Yes, Serafina Flangepot is known for being a ruthless killer.
Really?
Yes. See, I told you!
But then, why am I traveling with a ruthless killer?
Why? Again, you're a killer yourself?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I mean, I may have, you know, I may have killed a few people, but it wasn't just for fun.
Perhaps.
Huh.
Your friends are coming. Is there something else you need? See, I told you. Why don't you let me go? I am not safer with you.
Am I supposed to stay with them?
We've talked about this, haven't we?
Yes.
I'll let you know if plans change.
Oh, okay. But you're sure she's...
Are you doubting me?
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be... I'm
Are
sorry.
Are you apologizing to me? Here they come.
Thank you.
And she disappears. That was weird. Please, can you let me go? They're coming. I hear them too.
I really think you're safer with us.
I understand. I'm going to run now. You can choose to catch me or not. And she turns and starts to run. Okay.
Just run.
Okay. All right. We'll bring everybody back.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. He's coming.
Okay.
Is he pooping? Is he on the poop deck?
He's on his toilet drone.
Yeah,
it's a toilet yes.
drone. Can you imagine? That's what he would
that
do,
would be
wouldn't
amazing.
He? If he could have a toilet that flew around, do you think he would? Do you think he would do it? Like if he could pilot it himself and it didn't go as high as an airplane, obviously, because I know that's a problem too.
Yeah, that's a good point.
that's my problem too. I don't want to go. I'm not making fun of him. I'm just saying.
You realize it's just going to end up being like one of those little like trains that goes around the Christmas tree. He just sits on that and poops. He's so happy he's driving it.
If it's flying around, does it contain the excrement, or does the excrement just?
Oh no!
Well, that costs extra, so.
You don't need a fan though in the bathroom anymore. It's kind of nice.
No poopery needed.
Nope. Hello.
There he is.
Oh,
there he is, the man himself. Hello.
Bono.
So anyway,
yeah,
you all were talking about whether to go down the river or not and how mm-hmm. long it was going to take.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, do you guys usually vote on what you do or do you?
Yeah, right.
How do you figure it out? You seem to have been dealing about it here for
Listen,
a little while.
It's not something we've expressly discussed, but we do have a contract in place within the group and there is somebody who employs someone else. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, who?
You don't need to know. Who are you? Get out of here, child.
And also, that's, he doesn't actually mean get out of here when he says that. Usually.
Oh.
But in this All case, right. it's weird. Why did you follow a group of strangers? You. What do you want to do with your life? What is
Bathwack. Bathwack. I just called you Bathwack. That was weird.
You called me Bathwack?
That was really weird, yeah.
Rufina.
Will, I think you... Yeah, you reminded me of Bathwack for a moment there, I guess.
I'm not that short.
Alex, we can't hear you.
Maybe it's the crown.
Mo, what do you think of all of these developments?
I don't know, but I want to know where Gwen go.
What?
Oh my god.
She's not here. And you look around and you notice Gwen is gone and so is Halula.
I fly right away. I grab my cape and I fly.
Where are you going?
I just fly around.
Straight up.
Yes, to try to get advantage on to see if I can see where they might have gone. Okay. Yes.
Uh-oh.
I'm worried, guys.
Will, give
I
me
say
a perception.
As we're all, as we're all running around, I say this.
I want to look to see if there are...
running in circles.
The cutest person ever.
Well, let's look for tracks.
Okay.
Yeah,
but it sounded like Gwen might not be sure that I'm not a serial killer. I'm worried. Maybe this is a problem, guys. This might be a problem.
We've got a six. Give me a either nature or investigation.
This is just Will.
Bathwack.
Terrible at both of these.
You can give me a perception roll, Rafina, if you're looking to.
I am looking while worrying. Can I do a worry roll?
Yeah. Ooh, 21.
Oh, wow.
So the only one that's able to find anything of use is Rafina. You can see off in the trees in the distance, you see like this like very cool sort of white, faint white light.
Hmm. Over there, guys, there's a white light that way.
That way? I go that way.
All right, guys, come on, let's go.
It's not fire. Because it's a calm white light or something.
To actually deliver that with no DM, this is the funniest. Like, imagining somebody just says, or something.
Or something.
The movie version of Rafina Flanspot.
Abby knows how to be a player in my game.
She's the best. It's amazing.
Something. No one will describe it to me.
out of Gwen's sticky brick pouch when she opens it. Maybe that's what the light is, guys. Come on, it's like powdered sugar illuminated by love. Hooray!
That's actually... That's oh
my God, that's the... I love that!
Oh, and it's also only just what Rafina sees, because she has like major like sugar withdrawal.
Oh my goodness. I don't care what minions of Satan made that sticky brick that she's carrying. I need it.
I'm flying as fast as I can.
That's
in the
40 feet
that Rafina is pointing.
You have a fly speed of 40 feet.
Yeah.
I think it's with 60. Your cape, I think it's 40.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Dang.
All right. So you all zoom in your various ways through the woods towards this white calming light or something. Pretty quickly you come across Gwen, and she's standing there with her white cat cowl.
Is the cat glowing?
At this point, there's no white light.
No.
It faded as you were running towards her. I should have mentioned that. It faded or something.
Or something. What if every action we take from now on, it's like, I go over there or something.
It's kind of accurate.
I take a drink or
the guidance
something.
That I give you guys.
Hello, sir, or something?
Like, yeah.
Everything.
You sound like you're just doing an impression of me.
I'm going to kill you or something.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
I love it. It's awesome.
Where's so, Alula? Yep.
Yeah, Gwen, what's going on?
I don't know. I brought her back here to talk to Moondreamer to see if... You know, maybe Moondreamer could set her straight about Rafina, and Moondreamer came here. I don't know. I think she got scared. I don't know where she went.
Moondreamer? How did you know Moondreamer was here?
Well, I called for Moondreamer.
I am flying around to see if I can see. Which direction did she run?
I don't know. I was talking to Moondreamer.
Oh my God! Does anyone have Mo? Get Sikkim! Mo, go! I will pay
what?
You. I will pay you money to go catch this lady.
Okay,
find
he
her.
He just runs off into the woods.
I'm
what about me?
Mo.
Should I go?
No, you're small. Stay with these people.
With the small people.
I don't know who is even staying here.
I'm not small, but you can stay with me and I'll keep you safe.
Yeah, you know what? Stay with that lady. She'll keep you real safe. And even if you do something that betrays the group, she'll definitely make sure you're still safe.
You sound sarcastic. What do you want me to do, really?
Stay with her because you'll obviously be safe.
She won't make you disappear. Don't worry.
This all sounds very insincere.
She won't
I'm
lose you.
Away. I'm gone.
Or permit you to escape inadvertently. Gwen, what exactly happened? Where did Moondreamer come? Why don't I ever get to meet Moondreamer?
Well, I mean, I called for Moondreamer.
And then what?
And then Moondreamer came, and it totally freaked Halula out. But I spoke to Moondreamer to see... you know, get the truth about the situation, because I just feel that there's just a lot of information going on, and then when I was done talking to Moondreamer, Halula wasn't here.
Was it the good Moondreamer or the bad Moondreamer?
I don't, Gwen
I mean, falls over dead.
I guess the good one?
Or something.
It was Moondreamer.
I feel that it was
probably the good Moondreamer, because they certainly knew stuff about me. So
But what did that Moondreamer say about the situation?
Well, they said that you were a killer.
Oh. Well, that's puts us in a pickle.
Oh no. Two pickles, two sessions in a row.
So many pickles. I feel like pickles. I'm back at the Rolodex of Rooney.
They had a big jar of pickles in the back in the break room for all the dancers. Replenish their salts.
Their salts? But why do you think it was the... I mean,
have you killed people?
Not serially.
Yeah, oh like not for sport?
No, sport!
Oh Rafina, you have a flashback to the years you spent in the gladiator pit.
I just see Rafina yelling, "This is Sparta!"
Standing on a pile of corpses, holding a severed head by the hair. Uh-huh. Not for sport!
And then she dips the head in her tea. That's how her twig tea used to be. Used to be severed head flavored.
You're afraid of the purple pouch, and you're not afraid of the twig tea.
Oh, to be clear, he's
afraid of the twig tea.
All right, let's cut to our pursuers. So we've got Bathwack and Mo on the ground, and Will is flying around. Mm-hmm. Bathwack, you can give me... Mo's looking for tracks. So he's going to roll nature. What is the not to make a pun, what is the nature of your effort here right now? What are you trying to do to find her?
I haven't had such luck with the nature checks. I'm just gonna
Nature's like looking for tracks, so you're just gonna look. Like you're just looking to see if you see her or hear her. Okay, so that's perception.
Yeah.
And you're up in the sky, right?
I'm watching what Mo is looking for, and I'm looking ahead as much as I can. You know, I know that there's a canopy, but I'm hoping if I'm up enough that I can kind of get a vantage point.
The one thing I'm pointing out is you do not have a way to see in the dark.
Oh, and it's dark.
Yeah, your friends do. You do not.
As soon as I took off after I flew into a tree branch.
You're like, I guess I'm blind.
You're just unconscious 30 feet up in the air. God. You manage to wedge yourself in a fork of a...
Everyone leaves me in the woods to die.
Well, can't find him.
Yeah, I guess he's living in the woods now. Who would have thunk? Will. He wanted to stay in the woods all this time.
Oh, actually, hold on a second. I thought lizard folk had dark vision, but I don't know that they do.
Oh. We're just running around after a blind Mo. Oh my goodness.
Let me confirm.
Oh my god.
They do not. Okay. Mo starts to go, I can see!
I come down to the ground.
Runs into a tree.
I cast light on my billy club and I hold it around for him to look.
Okay. This is much harder for him.
Yeah, sure.
You do have dark vision, Bathwax, so you can roll your perception check normally. I don't know if you did already. Oh, you did.
Because light? I'm wondering if I can cast it on something for Mo, because I learned that from friendship a couple of sessions ago when Will was like, friends cast light on each other's things? No way!
The spell ends if you cast it again.
Okay, I cast on something. If Mo looks like he's having trouble, I just cast it on something Mo is holding.
Okay, he's got his knife out.
And then I grab the cloak and I fly up because I don't want to be eaten by wolves.
There's lots of wolves in these woods. I'm assuming. You learned that from friendship as well.
I say that to Bathwack. I'm like, Bathwack, remember the wolves. Apparently there are a lot of wolves in these woods.
Okay. So a 19 perception, Bathwack. Okay. All right. I can't find anything. This is too hard. He starts stabbing a tree, Mo. He's very frustrated.
Oh, no.
Bathwack, you do not see or hear Hulula.
I'm going to cast a magic missile. Let's see. Wait.
I think you have to see the target.
Do I?
You can see.
I can see. Damn it!
So you cast it on Bathwack? Bathwack, you take 3d4 force damage.
Oh, dang it! I'm going to see if I... Oh. Okay, I have an idea. I mean, I've flown pretty far, but I know that it was a little while, but I'm still going to do this.
Also, if you're flying, your hands are occupied.
I understand.
Okay, I'm going to use my last spell slot and cast locate object.
Okay. Got it.
Bat, thwack.
And
I know that, we just gained an NPC. You're hoping to lose one.
Right,
but...
yeah. No, I'm not giving up either. Will would not give up on this. This is a dangerous thing in his eyes.
All right. Describe or name an object that is familiar to you. This is when we learn that Bathwack considers people objects.
Yeah.
Chatifies women.
Just women.
You know what I could
problematic.
If I can't think of Hulula as an object, I'll visualize the axe.
Yeah, you did.
I can't do it.
We established that you had armed her.
So funny. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you didn't disarm her.
Yeah.
You should have, but you didn't.
Wait, we didn't? How stupid are we? Oh, Will.
We're dumb.
So dumb.
I told her she could keep the axe.
Yep. So you do sense the direction to that axe, Bathwack. Mm. It is sort of away from the river, generally in the direction you've been going. And it is moving away from you.
Oh. Mo, Will.
Yeah.
What?
Follow me.
Okay.
Okay.
He's holding out his dagger for light.
I'm going to get down by them and just run.
Okay.
Yeah, and I guess I'm going to sprint as fast as I can. So what can I move? It's like 50 or something. I don't know.
Yeah, per turn, yeah, you have a normal speed of 25 feet. So if we're talking initiative order, yeah, you can take a move.
If I think we're going to maybe, like, be... okay, I'll ask Bathwack, like, how far away is she? Can you tell at all?
Can I?
Nope.
I think I can, right?
No, you know the direction.
No?
And you know if it's moving, the direction of its movement. So you just know it's that way and moving away.
Direction
it could be anywhere within 1,000 feet.
And if it's in motion, yep. I know the direction of movement.
Correct. So it's that way and moving that way.
Yeah, all I know is she's the axe is over there and it's moving away from us.
I
don't know how far.
Bonfire. As far as away as I can, just in that direction, cast bonfire.
Okay.
What's the range? 60 feet?
Okay.
60 feet.
All right. You cast a bonfire.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, it's like in the middle of a bush.
I keep running and I'm casting.
Are you running or flying?
Well, I mean, you're staying behind
Bathwack, though, right?
Behind Bathwack?
I'm assuming.
Yes, I probably can't even. Realistically, Will probably cannot run as fast as Bathwack.
You can run faster than Bathwack now.
Yeah, short staff.
How is now?
Bathwack.
Oh, because he's slow.
Yeah, I'm slow.
Little Bathwack.
I pick him up.
Point him which way you go.
Let's go.
Alex is like, that's not funny.
That might actually be faster. It's not funny, but it might be faster.
Oh my God.
It's not practical.
Hey everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.